before you ever do get to those beings. And so I think that our forefathers would agree with us that sometimes you just got to get to things when you get to
Well,
it.
It's funny you mention it that way, because that's what my grandfather and great-grandfather said. They said, when I ask them that question, they go, well, yeah, you prune when the saw's sharp. And I, you know, I liked that saying, but I wasn't sure that it was true wisdom or not.
Then you just have to make time for sharpening that saw, you know, sharpening that saw up. So.
Yeah. Hey, so I got to thank you this morning. I was out in the garden, and I sort of was encouraged, a couple months or so ago, to go ahead and put in some new strawberry plants, which I'd been neglecting, and I was sort of sad that I had waited another year, too long before I put them in. You know what? I got a strawberry this morning.
Yum.
Oh, it was more than yum. It was like a supernova yum. It was so wonderful. Thank you for talking me into it. And now I'm really looking forward to next year. I've got a whole strawberry patch planned.
Oh, good. You know, and those strawberries that you got are a variety of strawberries called TriStars. And they're an ever-bearing variety, which means that they're light neutral.
Mm-hmm.
As the summer days begin to shorten, many plants respond to that. But an ever-bearing strawberry...